What if I told you Mark from our previous episode could have turned his $540,000 tax time bomb into a $3.3 million legacy for his family, starting with one simple change at age 55 and a strategic two-phase Roth conversion plan that respects tax bracket and avoids Medicare surcharge penalties? Today, we're rewriting Mark's story with math that actually works, and it might just change how you think about Roth conversions and retirement planning. So for the sake of time, let's dive right into it. Well, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy, and my goal is to help you make better decisions around your money and your life. And if you caught the $540,000 tax time bomb episode, you know how Mark's traditional retirement strategy cost his family over $500,000 more than Lisa's strategic Save Smarter Roth approach. But here's the thing. Mark's story doesn't have to be this way, and it doesn't have to end this way. Now, obviously, no one can go back in time, but for the purpose of this episode, we're going to assume Mark meets a financial advisor at age 55. And this financial advisor recommends a wealth optimization strategy that involves 9 smart wealth decisions. But the most important one is often not talked about in podcast episodes or YouTube videos, and it will completely change how you think about the most popular strategy recommended by advisors for folks that have a lot of money in pre-tax 401ks or IRAs. So let's rewind Mark's story with his first smart wealth decision. Mark makes a brilliant move by the recommendation of his financial advisor at age 55 that transforms his entire retirement trajectory. So smart wealth decision number one, the Roth 401k strategy. From age 55 to age 63, Mark switches from traditional to Roth 401k contributions. He maximizes his contributions, and we're going to use $22,500, even though the limits have bumped up to $23,000, plus a $7,500 catch-up contribution because he's over the age of 50. For a total of $30,000 annually in Roth 401k contributions for 8 years. Why only 8 years? We'll get to that later in the episode. So the total is about $240,000 going into Roth 401k accounts. This leads us to smart wealth decision number two, the early conversion window. From age 58 to age 63, Mark starts Roth conversions. Now, you might ask, why wouldn't he just start contributing to a Roth instead of doing a Roth conversion strategy? The problem is that he has a lot of money in an IRA, and the backdoor Roth strategy doesn't work when you have an existing IRA because of the pro rata rule. You'll be taxed on your contribution based upon the percentage you have in your existing IRA in relation to what you're contributing to the backdoor Roth. So it makes very little sense to do a backdoor Roth contribution. Plus, this allows him to maximize the amount that he could put away by converting money from his IRA to a Roth instead of contributing, because you're limited to $7,000 with a $1,000 catch-up. So his advisor looks at how much room is in his tax bracket, and he decides on a $47,000 annual Roth conversion strategy from his IRA to his Roth. So total conversions over that period of time is about $282,000 with taxes of $67,000 paid from savings over those years. So the full amount goes into the Roth IRA. So here's wealth decision principle number one. Use every inch of your tax bracket. Wasted bracket space is wasted opportunity. Then put your highest growth investments in your tax-free or tax-advantaged accounts. Now let's look at smart wealth decision number three, the IRMA smart transition for his final 2 years from age 64 to age 65. Mark's advisor recognizes that Roth 401k contributions, because they're after tax and don't allow any tax deduction, would push his income high enough to trigger IRMA penalties at age 66 through age 67, because IRMA looks back 2 years at your income. IRMA stands for Income Related Monthly Adjustment Amount, and it can cost retirees between $3,000 to $6,000 in extra Medicare premiums. So at the advice of his advisor, he switches back to traditional 401k contributions for his final two working years, contributing $60,000 to his traditional 401k while keeping his income below $106,000 for IRMA purposes. Now remember, his income was $150,000, and if he contributed $30,000 to his pre-tax 401k and took the $15,000 standard deduction, he'd be just below the IRMA bracket. Then Mark's financial advisor asked Mark what's important to him in retirement besides maximizing his wealth for himself and his family. And one of the things that was important to him on top of his needs were some wants and wishes. He wanted the ability to do some traveling for a period of time, but he also wanted to help his kids a little bit with different things in life while he was still alive. So he allocates $15,000 annually for travel from age 65 through age 75, and $10,000 annually to help his adult children with different needs. This $25,000 annual lifestyle spending totals about $275,000 over 11 years. And this is money that creates memories and family impact, rather than just focusing on these maximization strategies and leaving this big legacy behind at the end of it all. So this leads me to smart wealth decision number four, and that's the strategic pause from age 63 to age 65. Mark stops Roth conversions at age 63 to ensure his income from age 63 through age 64 is cleaned for IRMA purposes. No conversion income means no IRMA surcharges from age 65 to age 66. So this leads me to wealth decision number five, the Asset Location Foundation. At the advice of Mark's financial advisor, he implements asset location across all accounts. So what does that mean? What most advisors don't talk about in videos or podcast episodes is what type of investments you should have in your different accounts. Since Mark is approaching retirement, he needs a balanced portfolio with a mix of stocks and bonds to provide an income in retirement. Mark's advisor recommends putting his conservative investments in his traditional pre-tax 401k accounts or traditional IRAs, and put his growth and aggressive growth investments in his Roth accounts. In doing this, he gets his asset allocation mix right for the stage of life, and he maximizes the growth of his tax-free accounts. His conservative investments in this example earn 5% annually, while the growth and aggressive growth investments in his Roth 401k and Roth IRA earn 9% annually. Coming up next, I'm going to show you how Mark's retirement years accelerate his conversion strategy with zero IRMA consequences, and why coordinating Roth 401k contributions with a conversion Roth strategy creates more wealth and much smaller forced RMDs later in retirement. So this leads me to wealth decision number six, the retirement conversion acceleration from age 65 to age 70. Mark retires with clean IRMA eligibility and multiple Roth buckets already growing at 9%. He needs $66,000 annually to live comfortably, which requires him to take $87,000 in withdrawals from traditional accounts at a 24% tax bracket. So Mark resumes a less aggressive conversion strategy than when he was working. He converts about $33,000 annually to the Roth IRA for 5 years, paying the $7,900 annual tax from savings, so the full amount grows tax-free. Mark now has Roth money growing in two different buckets. The Roth 401k, he contributed $240,000 at a growth rate of 9%, which equates to about $415,000 by age 65. The Roth conversions were about $447,000, growing at 9%. So here's our second wealth decision principle. Sometimes you pay temporary penalties or taxes for permanent gains. Strategic financial planning means accepting short-term costs for long-term wealth building. So because Mark switched back to traditional 401k contributions at age 64 and 65 and paused conversions at age 63, he avoided those IRMA surcharges when he starts Medicare. His retirement withdrawals are only $87,000 annually, and the smaller $33,000 Roth conversions keep him completely under the IRMA thresholds because he's getting a standard deduction and he hasn't started taking Social Security yet. So this leads me to smart wealth decision number 7, the Social Security multiplier. Mark's advisor recommends he delays Social Security from age 65 to age 70. His Social Security is $3,600 monthly at age 65, but at age 70, he gets a 32% increase to $4,750, which is worth almost an extra $14,000 annually for life. By delaying Social Security, he's still able to have a window of opportunity to continue converting some money from traditional accounts to Roth accounts. Still ahead, we're going to talk about Mark's workplace optimization that creates a dramatic RMD reduction later in his retirement, and the mind-blowing final numbers that show a $3.3 million family advantage by age 73. So Mark has created a more balanced retirement approach. His traditional account balance includes his original balance minus conversions, plus the $60,000 from his final 2 working years. Strategic Mark, with a lifestyle-focused optimization strategy, has approximately $1.5 million in traditional accounts at age 73 that have been growing at 5%. Meanwhile, his Roth accounts have grown substantially. His Roth 401k has grown to approximately $950,000, and his Roth IRA has grown to approximately $1.7 million. And he spent about $275,000 on travel and family support, creating memories and better relationships. And by doing all this, he created more family wealth and drastically reduced his forced RMDs later in retirement, which gives him tax efficiency and a better legacy to leave with more money in Roth accounts. He stays in the lowest tax brackets with zero IRMA exposure throughout his retirement. And IRMA surcharges can be $5,000 to $6,000 extra per year. A lot of people think that Medicare is going to pay all their health care costs. They might have some additional premiums, but not very many retirees that have built a lot of wealth are aware that they could be charged almost the equivalent of the medical insurance they had when they were working. Now we're moving on to smart wealth decision number 8, the balanced overflow strategy. Mark takes his $56,000 RMD and pays his $13,000 in taxes, which leaves him with $42,000 after taxes. Combined with his higher Social Security of $57,000, he has about $100,000 in after-tax income. He lives on $66,000, does some traveling, and helps his kids out. And he invests the excess amount into growth investments in a taxable investment account, earning 9%. And by age 80, this overflow account grows to about $300,000. So now he has a balanced 3-bucket strategy. Mark has traditional accounts for required income, substantial Roth 401k and Roth IRA accounts totaling about $2.6 million growing tax-free, and now a growing taxable investment account. Plus, he's traveled the world and helped his family along the way. Coming up next is the final smart wealth decision. Plus, I'm going to give you the final tallies on how this optimization strategy delivers an enormous amount of extra wealth for his family, but still allows him to live a richer life during his retirement. So on to the final smart wealth decision, number 9, the IRA charitable strategy. From age 80 to age 90, Mark implements qualified charitable distributions, or QCDs, and he donates 20% of his RMD directly to charities, which equates to about $13,000 annually. So over 10 years, that's $130,000 in charitable impact with no tax consequences, because when you contribute directly to a charity from your IRA, you don't pay any taxes. So now let's compare Strategic Mark with a balanced lifestyle optimization plan compared to the original Mark from our episode a couple weeks ago. Original Mark's heirs inherit about $2.6 million after taxes. Strategic Mark's heirs inherit about $3.1 million in Roth 401k and Roth IRA accounts, which are completely tax-free. They also inherit $1.7 million in a traditional pre-tax account and $750,000 in a taxable investment account, which was growing at 9%. And that taxable investment account gets a step up in cost basis to the heirs, basically acting like a Roth IRA. So the total before taxes is $5.5 million. After the heirs pay taxes on the $1.7 million in the pre-tax account, which has to be stretched out over 10 years, the total the heirs get after taxes is about $4.85 million. That's $2.25 million more than original Mark. Plus, Mark traveled the world, helped his kids, and donated to charity, and paid zero IRMA penalties throughout his retirement. The life balance advantage is Mark chose to live richly. He made some smart, advisor-led wealth decisions rather than just accumulate wealth for the end of it all. Now, this looks great on paper, but strategies like this don't always work in the real world. The whole point of saving for retirement is to be able to enjoy all your wealth. There's books out there like Die with Zero, but that's pretty hard to do. But if you're smart about it, you can also make sure the next generation is able to enjoy more of your hard-earned wealth. So here's our final wealth decision principle. Optimal financial planning includes living richly, not just accumulating wealth. Balancing creating memories with building a legacy. So there's a lot of moving parts to a wealth optimization plan, and there's a lot of factors that come into play. But here's five specific steps that you can implement similar to Mark's strategy. Obviously, some of these are going to be over your lifetime, and some of these you might implement today. But just be aware of them and have a plan when they come up. You can do it on your own, or hire an experienced financial advisor to help you build and keep more of your wealth. So step number one is optimize your workplace retirement plan. This requires you to look at your specific plan options, your contribution limits, and catch-up opportunities, and coordinate that with some type of conversion strategy if it makes sense. Switch to Roth 401k contributions if you're in the lower to mid tax bracket. If you're in a higher tax bracket, maybe do a strategy or combo of the two. If you're in the highest tax bracket possible, do a small percentage in your Roth and invest that money aggressively. And then when you retire and are in a lower tax bracket, consider a Roth conversion strategy. But watch for IRMA implications. If you're approaching retirement and you've built up a lot of wealth, and you're really close to that threshold, you may want to switch back to pre-tax contributions the 2 years before you retire. Step number two, balance wealth and lifestyle. Don't optimize every dollar if it means missing out on life. You know, budget for travel, budget for some family support, make some memories while you're still executing a smart wealth decision strategy. Step number three, is implement some type of asset location across all your accounts. Put your conservative investments in your traditional 401k accounts or traditional IRAs, anything that's pre-tax. And you may not want to do this if you're 30 or 40, but if you're approaching retirement 5 to 8 years away, you need to have some type of fixed income in your portfolio for a proper asset allocation, especially if you want to take an income from your investments. So put those investments in your pre-tax accounts. Step number four, consider hiring a financial advisor to help with all the important wealth decisions you'll have to make along your financial journey. And step number five, this is later in retirement, but think about using qualified charitable distributions from your IRA if you're charitably inclined. If you have all the money you need to live comfortably in retirement, but want to impact certain charities while you're alive instead of having it go to them all at the end of it all, do some type of charitable distributions from your IRA. It doesn't have to be your entire IRA. It can be 20% or 30% or as little as 5%. So with Mark working with a financial advisor and building some type of strategic wealth optimization plan, he was able to enjoy his life and travel and impact his kids and charities along the way, but also leave a much better legacy at the end of it all. Making smart wealth decisions can literally add millions to your family's legacy over time. So that's it for today's episode. Tune in next week, and we're going to talk about the best retirement investment account. And it's not what you think. So make sure you subscribe to my channel and hit the notification bell. And until then, remember, smart wealth decisions can happen any day and can change everything. Make every wealth decision count. And I would love if you pre-ordered my new book, Momentous Decisions, 7 Steps to Better Health, More Wealth, and a Richer Life. You can find the pre-order link to get your copy in the description of this podcast. And once again, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or a family member, like, subscribe, and make a comment. My goal with the Wealth Decisions podcast is to reach over 100,000 people in the Twin Cities and beyond so people can live a richer life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.